Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, it's going to be a nice day to get out for a run if you'd like to die of heat exhaustion. If you'd like to collapse on the ground in a puddle of your own sweat, today's the day to do it. It's going to be another 90-something degree day today. Have you been able to do your runs? I know Katie's got the runs all the time.
You just described my Monday run. I never stop on my runs, but I stopped under shade 3 times.
Yeah.
I collapsed at one of those points.
You got to be careful.
And then, yeah, it was like I had to wrap it up at 1.95 miles instead of the 2 I always do because I cannot go on. Like, is how my body felt.
It's actually quite dangerous. So
I know it really
you stay
is.
Hydrated. I'm going to sound like your one-eyed mother. Stay hydrated, honey.
You gotta throw the one eye
that's
in just, there.
That's how we know her.
Elisa catching strays
today.
I've
got my eye on you. Stay hydrated.
Well, I was like, I am not even going to go outside. I went to the gym yesterday, and the gym had a certain funk to it as well. Because, I mean, I feel like the AC was trying to work overtime there. Mm-hmm. It's still a little warm. Had that musty funk smell, and... I don't know if I should talk about this. I'm going to try to be as nice as possible because bless his heart. I'm going to say that. Bless his heart. I feel so bad for the guy.
Okay.
I feel bad for anybody who suffers from Tourette's.
Oh.
I can't imagine.
No.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
But there was a row of bikes. There was probably, 30 bikes. And I was like, I got to get a little work done. So I got on the bike and I'm just sitting there and I'm on my phone. And of course, out of all the bikes... this old dude comes and sits right next
to me. Not right next.
I'm like, come on.
Not two down even?
Come on.
Right
so
next?
I was irritated at that. And then, again, bless his heart. Bless his heart. He starts going, MF. MF.
Oh.
MF-er.
Oh.
MF. And then, blank. I can't even... I can't even be gentle about what he was saying. It would happen like every 5 minutes.
Okay, so he wasn't just like mad in the
moment.
This was happening.
Like he's looking up. The TVs are kind of up at the ceiling.
Yeah.
You know? So he's watching it and the news is on. Like CNN's on. And I'm like, is he just like cussing at what's on the news?
All right.
I was like, is there
nowadays,
something on there? Yeah. I was like, something political.
Totally
on.
Accurate. Yeah.
And he just kept MF. And people started looking at us and I was like, I can't.
I can't
do it. I'm out. So
I tapped out.
I so tapped out. And I said in my heart, I'm sorry that you're dealing with this, sir, but everyone is looking at us.
I can't do it.
MF out of here. Olive Garden is bringing back their never-ending pasta pass.
Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
You can buy one beginning tomorrow. So get ready. If you get a pass, you get 13 weeks of unlimited pasta, homemade sauces, toppings, super salad, and of course, those breadsticks. They say anyone with a pass will also get early access to the never-ending Pasta Bowl promotion on August 24th. So they've got another goofy promotion popping in August.
They know how to do it, though.
I could listen to this music all day.
I know. Makes me hungry, makes me happy. I worked at Olive Garden at one point in my life, and I will tell you, those breadsticks, we would make them as the server. So it's one of the things that you could bring into the back and eat if you were super hungry.
Really?
So we would have baskets of breadsticks back there in the server area, and you just chow down on them, straight carbs all day.
So much bread.
Straight carbs all day.
That was the Fat Katie era.
If you're really feeling fancy, you'd be like, hey, my table 2 needs a little side of Alfredo sauce, and then you'd get that as
Katie.
Well.
So somebody turned me onto that many, many years ago. It might have been Nick Knack, now that I think about it. But yeah, we'd go into the OG, and you'd be like, hey, can I get a side of Alfredo? And
then
you dip those breadsticks in it. And you just, bury your depression.
It's the pro move. And then if you really, put a few tabs of Tabasco in there, spice it up
Kick
a little.
It up.
You ready?
Anyway, the Yummy. Olive Garden never-ending pasta pass. It's coming back tomorrow, so be ready to hop online and snag one. I think they're, did I say that, $100? $100 plus tax. So it's pretty good value, actually.
Not bad.
That's how you do it, OG.
Boom. And then lick your fingers.
Yes. Yum, 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 yum.
Speaking of fingers and maybe some toes, did you have a story about a mani-pedi or something
us about? So I made an appointment to get a mani-pedi at this place that I'd been to one time before, and it was fine. I was like, I just know what to expect going in. So I made an appointment to go back. My appointment was set for 4:30, and I show up at 4:27, and the place is closed. Like, locked down. It is 4:30 in the afternoon, so weird time to be closing up shop for a nail salon. But they have a number on the front, so I called the number, and I'm like, hey, I have an appointment. What's going on? And she was like, well, I'm working from home, so hang on one second. And then she hung up on me.
No.
And then I called back three times, and they kept hanging up on me. And I was like,
what kind of shady place are you going to?
What is happening here? And it really kind of upset me, because immediately I was like, I'm a customer, and you're not treating me like you should if I'm trying to pay for your service.
And my toes are gnarly right now.
Gosh, you don't even want these babies outside. Like, so I immediately, the good thing about nail salons is you can drive around and find one down the block, and that's exactly what I did. And I went to a new one, and I have to tell you, I don't know if it was just the universe telling me you should have been here the whole time.
Oh.
But I walked in, and they immediately greeted me and gave me a bottle of water, and they were just like, yo, it'll be about 20 minutes, but thank you so much for coming in, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. They were so accommodating. And while I was sitting there, there was an 88-year-old woman sitting in the chair a few chairs down from me. Well, because she told us she was 88 because she forgot her cell phone at home. And she was so distraught about it because her son was supposed to pick her up at a certain time. Aww. And she was just like, I never forget my cell phone. And these women came together to find her son's cell phone or to get a hold of him on Facebook, contacted him, and let them know she forgot her cell phone.
Are you serious?
At home. These ladies went out of
their way
times 10 to help this little 88-year-old woman. And it made me so happy. And while I'm there, Gracie, shout out to Gracie, who just really asked me about my day. We showed each other pictures of our children. Like, it was just such a good hour and a half experience. No, I'm telling you.
It sounds great.
I made a friend.
I wish I was
Jeremy.
There.
Her name is Gracie, and I made a friend. And
she's not the 88-year-old woman.
No,
Different.
She was my nail tech. So
gotcha.
She was the one who did my nails and everything.
It'd be funny if the 88-year-old woman like rolled up and did your nails just for fun while she was waiting.
She's like, well, now I owe you. But no. So here's the thing is, when you go in to get these services done,
yeah.
I feel like a lot of women can relate to this, and people in general, you're very insecure about it. Like, your hands and your feet, like, you go into these and you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. These are how they look. Like, please help me. And they made me feel so comfortable. And that in itself is such a treat. And
you didn't take off your socks and they were like, good God!
I know, 'cause sometimes that, like, seriously, I feel so, like, awkward at these places a lot of the time. And Gracie and everybody there made me feel so welcome. And,
I'm joking, but I did this a few years ago.
Yeah.
We went in and got the mani-pedi and like a facial. It was a whole shtick for the show.
Yeah.
And I was so uncomfortable the entire time with like the hand stuff.
I know.
There was something about it. It's
very intimate.
It's very intimate. That's what I'm looking for. It's very intimate. You know, you're gazing into each other's eyes every now and then. It's weird.
Well, and the thing is their hands are perfect.
They're great.
They're so beautiful. Their nails are on point. And so I'm just like, oh, Gracie, please don't judge me.
And then the woman I had, she kept putting my hand in her mouth, which was...
Well, that's not supposed to happen, Jeremy. You sure you didn't pay extra for that? What?
Your hands are really nice. You have some of the nicest nails I've seen all week.
I know over the past few days we've been posting some pictures of our vacation, so you can kind of keep up to date with everything JKJ by following us on the socials. And we need to meet that quota of 10,000 new followers today. So,
dang.
Otherwise, our boss holds us on the ground and
tickles us.
They used to call it the Zerbit. Remember the Zerbit? Where you go, you put your on your stomach.
Oh, you call it a raspberry.
Yeah. Then you got on the Cosby Show, they used to call it a Zerbit.
Yeah.
Big Rob will do that to us if we don't get 10,000 followers today.
Oh, no.
So actually, on second thought, don't follow us.
Jeremy's into it. Oh, goodness.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the socials. Katie's got a story about feng shui.
Well, yeah, a Japanese feng shui master who talked about the mess in your house and how it's a map of where your life is stuck.
How does he know?
It was so fascinating.
Has he been in my house?
Well, it just, like, if your closet's messy, it means something. So that's kind of what it says. So an overflowing closet means old identities. It means that you're clinging to versions of yourself you've already outgrown. Releasing what no longer reflects who you are becoming is healing. That's the healing part of this story. So if your closet is overflowing, clean it out. You're going to feel better about yourself. What?
Can I give you the real world definition?
What?
Overflowing closet means you have company coming over.
Oh, and all your stuff's in the closet.
There,
you
that's Jerry's feng shui.
Is that yours? Why yours is overflowing?
You have company coming over and you throw everything into the closet.
Yeah, but that for me, I'm hanging on to outfits I had like as a senior because I'm like, I wore that and I still fit it, so I'm going to hang on to it. And a lot of people do that. A lot of people will hang on to things.
I can't poo-poo it. I have my starter jacket and stuff from middle school.
It's a part of your life that you don't want to let go of. How funny, last night I was going through clothes, getting rid of things, and I got rid of so many things that I've had for decades now because I can still fit them, and that's a dumb reason to keep clothes.
Yeah.
That is a dumb reason.
Although
to
everything,
keep clothes.
What do they call that? Cyclical or whatever? Everything comes back around.
It does.
So your prom dress from the 90s might, you might want to wear it to
and
something.
It might, but to hang on to it for 20 years in hopes that it might come in handy a little later.
Oh,
is
you didn't
not,
go to prom, did you?
It's not. I did. No, I went to prom. I went to prom, but I'm just saying, like, to keep things hoping that they'll come back in fashion is not a good enough reason to hang on to them. And it's not just your closet. How about your room? Your actual.
My room's
room,
a mess
bedroom,
right now.
Okay. Mental mess. You are a mental mess, sir. You keep dragging old worries and emotional weight into tomorrow, made worse by brain rot and doom scrolling all day.
I don't do that.
Okay. But the, hanging on to stuff, like, I think we can all agree. And so they're saying when you wake up, having your room clean is a really good start for your day.
They say you should immediately make your bed each and every day.
Every day.
It's like a military thing.
I do that every single day.
Good for you.
And it makes me feel so good.
I love
about
that Nicole
life.
Does that for us every single day.
Well, when you get out of bed, she's still in it. So there's a difference there. You're not going to make the bed
she's
while
the
she's
best
in
when
it.
She makes the bed for us.
A scattered desk, a messy desk. Scattered focus.
Kind of, but again, they say people with scattered desks that are a mess are highly accomplished and highly intelligent people.
You can be, but nowadays when we're overwhelmed with information, they're saying a messy desk means too many ideas, too many tabs, too little commitment. Choose one path and give it everything you got. So I like that. I like that.
It just
that
means
a
you
lot.
Got too much junk mail.
It does. Well, and I think just like.
And kids' projects and kids' art that has come home from school that you feel guilty for throwing away.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah, is this different from being a parent or just living on your own?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure if you have other people's stuff on your desk, that means that you're holding on to
their stuff. I got
other
people's problems
well.
All over my desk.
OPB. Exactly. We also have the broken objects. Do you hang on to things that are broken just because they mean something to you?
Just my heart.
No.
No, I don't think so. I don't have a broken heart. I'm just joking.
Well, they say if you do, those are things that you've tolerated for so long that you've just become invisible. It's just part of your life. So don't hang on to broken things. Fix, replace, or get rid of it. That's going to help you out a lot in that. One more, the neglected kitchen. Scarcity and self-neglect is what they're calling that one.
Like if your fridge is empty or
your
something?
Your fridge is empty. You have been surviving instead of nourishing yourself. So start treating yourself like someone who deserves more. That's what they're saying about if your kitchen is bare. You don't have
food in the cabinets.
I deserve
more, so I'm going to go grocery shopping?
You deserve Nutella. Cabinets, okay. Stock up, homie.
Going to Costco. Yeah. Give me some Costco Nutella.
The big jar.
The feng shui master told me to do it. Sorry, Doc. I'm getting my feng shui on.